and it was an historic day in South Carolina and the United States. The Confederate flag no longer flies on the State House grounds.
Thousands were outside the Capitol in Columbia, some gathered on rooftops, most cheering, but some jeering, as they watched an honor guard of black and white officers from the South Carolina Highway Patrol lower the banner of the Confederacy. The flag's new home is the Confederate Relic Room and Military Museum. It's a few blocks from the State House. Alan Robertson is the director. He joins us from his office in Columbia. And Alan, we want to hear about where the flag is now, but first the coming down. Did the color guard hand that flag directly to you?
Yes, they did.
So what are you thinking at that moment?
Actually, I used to, and this is going to sound silly, but I used to work for the Marine Corps. I spent many years as a museum historian out on the parade deck at Parris Island in August sun, and it helped me to focus on that.
That doesn't sound silly at all. This was a very militaristic, very formal ceremony, so you were thinking about that, having done that before. But you know you were receiving something that many people in your state, including your Republican Representative Michael Pitts, saw as a symbol of their ancestors. He said that the taking down of the flag was like a cultural genocide. Other people, many of them in the state, especially blacks, see it as a representation of the fight for slavery. When you're receiving it, what are you thinking?
Well, I thought, honestly, that the ceremony, which I had nothing really to do with the structure of it, but I thought it was done the appropriate way. I think enough had been said, pro and con, in the House of Representatives on that long night in Columbia, and I felt like everything that needed to be said had been said. So there wasn't a need for speeches or oratory or anything else at that point.
Yeah, it's true, and there was none. You know, it's sort of debate over. And so you're taking this item, and by the way, it was rolled up, not folded. That was interesting to us. You have any thoughts on that?
Oh, it was actually folded first and then rolled or furled. And I thought that was very appropriate. It was kind of like the furling of the flags at the end of the American Civil War from the defeated Confederacy.
Well, so in any event, you are carrying a piece of history that means a lot to different people. That's quite a responsibility. Your thoughts on that?
It is a responsibility. And we have 6 months to come up with a budget and a plan to exhibit the flag. And they haven't been finalized, but, you know, we have some ideas for maybe to do as a memorial to 21,000 or so Confederates from South Carolina who died in the war.
Well, but what about what the soldiers were fighting for, which was to maintain slavery? We've done stories here about we know that the mayor of Charleston, South Carolina, is working very hard to come up with an African-American museum so that more of the history of blacks and slavery is also displayed. How will you address that?
Well, you know, the history of the flag and placement on the state house grounds was certainly a polarizing issue. And it is important to those whose ancestors, again, fought during the war. But at the same time, we recognize, and I think our state leaders did recognize, that it doesn't represent everybody in the state, all the citizens, especially the descendants of enslaved African Americans. And in light of the tragic massacre at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church and the 9 South Carolinians who were victims of a horrible racist massacre, we're keeping all that in our minds. So we want to take plenty of time to come up with an appropriate display to help with the healing of South Carolina.
And tell us more about the Relic Room. We were reading, you know, many states in the South have them in one Relic Room. I believe it was Virginia. There's an old flag made from a tattered wedding dress, but it was a Confederate flag, so it goes in the Relic Room because the feeling is...
And really, there are museums like this all over the South and Northeast and Midwest. All these, as the veterans begin to really pass away at the end of the 1800s, that's when a lot of groups, different groups on both North and South, started founding these museums to preserve the material culture of these veterans. They realized that, the American Civil War, it can be very controversial, but it is the defining event after the Revolution in American history. It is the outcome of it made us what we are today.
Yeah. So what do you have in there?
What do we have here?
Yeah.
Oh, we do have other flags from the Civil War, as well as the Palmetto Regiment flag from the American-Mexican War. Mm-hmm. We have good Vietnam collections, World War II, and just South Carolina military history in a national context.
Yeah. Well, Alan Robertson, director of the South Carolina Confederate Relic Room and Military Museum, you also now are home to the Confederate flag brought down today from the State House grounds. Alan, best of luck to you in planning its future.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we will take our charge very seriously.